The content of this program is meant for educational purposes only, because knowledge is power. However, the controversial subject matter discussed may not necessarily reflect the views of this station, its management, staff, or its advertisers.
Five minutes after the hour of 12 noon Central Time, Tuesday, November 22nd. No, it's not 1963. I know what you're thinking, but it's not. It's 2022. We're almost 60 years, 1 year away from the 60th anniversary of JFK's assassination, and everybody is still talking about it. Speaking of conspiracy, you know what? Remember last week when the Russian missiles were supposedly hitting Poland? Well, an AP reporter has been fired after retracting the story on the Russian missiles hitting Poland. Yeah, James LaPorta, investigative reporter, you know, wrote a senior U.S. intelligence official, indicated Russian missiles crossed NATO member. You know, see, leave it to the press to come up with this negative information, right? You know, the one thing we can't tell you. You know, there we have products at the Power Mall to help with that. The most important thing that we want to talk about in this hour is your health and your means of survival. And we're going to do that because we got Frank Davis with OptiVita Products and Lion Energy on the line with us. By the way, they're 20% off for our Thanksgiving sale this week. And if you want to call 877-817-9829, you can order any of these through either Jay or Linda, our reps who are handling the phone calls. They'd be happy to help you with these orders. Heck of a deal. But Frank, with OptiVita, there's a new story out about evidence suggesting the omega-3 fats, EPA and DHA, affect biological pathways that may have a direct influence in the outcome of COVID-19. Besides lowering your risk of lung dysfunction, it protects against lung damage and secondary bacterial infections and improves mitochondrial function. The krill oil, I want to start with that because it's newsworthy. So perhaps you'd like to discuss it, what it's all about, and the fact you get 1,000 milligram and 60-count caps.
Sure, absolutely. You know, I think most people are very familiar with the sources of omega-3s. Primarily, fish oil has been touted for a source of omega-3s for some time. However, the problem with fish oil is twofold. One, potential contamination, and two, is it's very inefficient in terms of its delivery of the omega-3s, primarily the DHA and EPA, because those omega-3s are bound to triglycerides in the fish, which compete with your body's own triglycerides. As compared to krill oil, the omega-3s are bound to phospholipids, a very necessary nutrient for your body, and enables you to absorb 100% of those omega-3s, the DHA and EPA. So, you know, it is by far, from my perspective, the most efficient and best source of getting your omega-3 fatty acids. And as you alluded to, not only does it benefit everything from aches and pains, joint aches, soreness, et cetera, heart health, but now there's new studies, as you alluded to, that showing its immune antimicrobial bacterial effect. So it's an incredible product, something the body is deficient in normally. And the other thing about the krill oil, astaxanthin is part of that makeup of the oil, which is a natural antioxidant, preserves those oils so they don't go rancid. You never get the fishy taste. And then you also have choline, which is a very important nutrient for the body, choline. So anyway, it's basically three times more effective than fish oil for delivery of your omega-3 fatty acids.
Right. Well, with this thing, as far as COVID-19 goes, Frank, the research is showing that by lowering your triglyceride level, the risk of developing a cytokine storm is diminished. So the lower the triglyceride, the krill does way more than just fish oil. And now there's another study out that I just saw, and I didn't put that in the email blast because I'm just sitting here kind of scratching my head. I'm scratching my head because of the fact that they're now saying they've looked at 25 different omega-3 fish oil things and they're contaminated. And I'm just like, now they tell us, this is one of the reasons why, you know, we vet products very carefully. Krill oil is not fish oil.
No, and not only that, it's the largest biomass in the world, and it comes from the Antarctic Ocean, and extremely clean water, certified in terms of the, basically certified in terms of its cleanliness, devoid of any toxins or any contamination that unfortunately is fairly prevalent in fish oils.
Right. Okay. I know that, we want to shift gears here just a little bit because we're talking about Lion Energy as well in this hour. And Dan in New Jersey has a question about Lion Energy. Dan, go ahead.
Hi, friends. Actually, I have several questions. On your battery-powered power stations, is there a provision for connecting the station to a copper-coated steel ground rod that's been hammered, say, 8 feet into the ground, as there is with most portable gasoline generators?
Well, I hate to tell you this, but, you're talking – I am not a technical guy on this. All I can tell you, I founded the company, but I have a team of engineers that I would defer you to call directly to our helpline and ask that question. They'll have a technical person on there. I probably can handle most the basic questions, but I'm not sure on that one, candidly.
I appreciate
a basic
your
question?
Candor.
Yeah, Dan, do you have a basic question?
I'll call the tech line then. Thanks a lot, guys. Bye.
All right, appreciate it. Thanks, Dan. All right, so let's see. Back to the digestive enzymes and basic essentials. I'm taking basic essentials. They're new. They're new to a lot of listeners who, they've been taking complete essentials, the 30-pack. The basic essentials, obviously, is a little less expensive. Still packs a punch. I include that in my diet. And I'll tell you, as a supplement, and I'm not a real big supplement taker, not until after this COVID thing, Frank, made me a believer. And, for those of you that are popping a lot of antacids and PPIs, protein pump inhibitors, tell me about OptiVita digestive enzymes and how that might be a solution to a problem.
Well, probably 70% or more of all adults have some type of digestive issues. Everything from GERD, irritable bowel syndrome, you name it. And the problem is, and the reason is because virtually all the food we eat today is devoid of enzymes. Anytime you heat any food up to 112 degrees, you kill those enzymes. Every food, every plant, even animal food, all of them have enzymes in the raw form. And so what happens is, it taxes the body when we consume foods that are devoid of enzymes, and then there's a lot of different food allergies people are dealing with, the lactose intolerant, the gluten intolerant. And the beauty about our digestive enzyme, it has all of the plant-based enzymes that break down, the proteins, the fats, the carbohydrates. It breaks down the hard-to-break-down proteins, such as dairy proteins, breaks down those hard-to-break-down proteins like gluten. So if you are gluten sensitive or you are lactose intolerant, this enzyme will basically provide you the ability to, you know, sometimes some of the gluten is smuggled into food. It's not listed on there, and you have a reaction. You would not have the same type of reaction you would normally have against gluten or a dairy protein when you consume it with these enzymes. They're are phenomenal. I probably get more feedback, Dave, on the enzymes in terms of people noticing an immediate difference than any other product. A lot of products, like you mentioned, the basic essentials, you know, you're giving your body all those basic nutrients it needs, but it's not something you immediately feel, you know, other than you will probably feel an increase in energy, et cetera. But with those enzymes, people feel that relief, feel that. It also is an energy boost because it breaks down the you're in your bloodstream, and I've seen this on microscopic video where your red blood cells have a tendency with the free radicals that are floating in your body, they have a tendency to clump, and so it's kind of sluggishly moving through your bloodstream. When you take these enzymes, and I've done this myself on myself, and then prick my blood and put it under a microscope, within 20 minutes, you'll see those clumped red blood cells breaking, totally broken up and free-flowing, which gives a much more efficient oxygen delivery through in your body and results in increased energy.
All right. The thing I'm looking at with digestive enzymes and herb, you know, the people that have GERD, when you look at stuff like this, and the reason that people are taking PPIs, protein pump or protease pump inhibitors, is because of the fact that they're producing acid, excess acid, and it backwashes into their esophagus, and people are ending up. There's a huge number of cases of Barrett's esophagus across the U.S. I know because I've been healed of it with radiofrequency ablation. People have hiatal hernias. This is just a big medical problem, but if you've got a hiatal hernia, the bigger problem is it's easier for the stomach to backwash. And so does the digestive enzyme, to your knowledge, have you gotten any reports of anyone who was like on one of these PPI drugs like Prilosec, I hate to mention, omeprazole, all the different prazoles that are out there? Has anybody called and ever given you any feedback on the fact that when they take the digestive enzymes, they could do away with taking Prilosec and stuff like that?
You know, I'm going to defer again on this one, but because I don't review all of the reviews that we get, but I do know we get a ton of testimonials in terms of the effect. I'm pretty sure that we're going to find just testimonials on exactly what you alluded to there. So, personally, I don't know. My customer service people, I usually send them to me, you know, some of these great testimonials, but I can't think of one right off the top of my head.
Well, I know that, you know, these digestive enzymes actually help because of the fact that they, you know, cause the stomach to work less and are able to digest better. So I know it improves digestion, but, you know, I'm looking at the, and see, the thing is, to me, it would seem logical that the enzymes in the stomach would break down the foods and stuff that you consume and the gluten and everything else. And therefore your stomach would have to produce less acid to finish doing what it normally does. So it seemed logical to me that that would work. But again, I'll let you check your testimonials, and that'll be another subject that we can talk about in future episodes here. As far as the basic essentials versus the complete essentials, people need to understand there is a difference because the complete essentials come in a 30-pack of what you tear open and pour into a blender or water and drink. The basic essentials come in a capsule form. And so if you could just kind of share the differences with people that are going to go shop at the Power Mall today and order these things with our 20% Thanksgiving sale going on.
Sure. Well, you know, basically both of those, the basic essentials and complete essentials, are what I call the foundation of good health. Everybody needs everything that's in there, you know, for supporting a healthy immune system, supporting the basic functions of the body, all the different requirements of the body from neurological, immune, reproductive, I mean, everything. Because we're talking about whole food nutrition and not chemical isolates. And so they have they basically affect every part of your body in some form or fashion. So the basic essentials contain the equivalent of 9 servings of fruits and vegetables. They're all from organic, non-GMO whole foods. And then with that, we have enough provide 100% RDA of all of the vitamins and minerals, all from whole foods. They're not, again, chemical isolates produced in a laboratory and called a vitamin. They are how nature creates them. All vitamins in nature are a compound, a complex. So when you look at a label and you see something that says vitamin C, parentheses, ascorbic acid, well, ascorbic acid in nature is only one fraction of that compound vitamin C. It's actually the outer protective shell, like an eggshell is to an egg. But the pharmaceutical company says, well, we'll just take this and create this chemical isolate, and we'll call it vitamin C. It doesn't do the same. In fact, taking it in that form creates genotoxins that mutate the DNA. It contributes to atherosclerosis. So always take vitamins in a whole food form. Get them from foods. The only thing missing from basic essentials or complete essentials is the fiber. Some of it, there is some fiber, but the sugar and the water. And we reduce all those down to where you're getting, you know, a whole food, vegetable-based, all-vegetarian, vegan formula. And it's basically, when I say it's essential, it's what the body needs and is not currently getting out of our foods in today's modern farming.
Right. And see, now we're also offering the OptiVita Winter Wellness Bundle for $53. Now, normally it's 70, almost 71. But you get 2 boxes of silver lozenges, which I have them here. And if I even feel a remote sign of a cough coming on, I pop one of those and it goes away. The vitamin C, we've talked a little bit about extensively and what the OptiVita products have in them. They're all natural. And the same with vitamin D, and you get a bottle of each of those in the Winter Wellness Bundle. So not to belabor that point, but the silver gel, obviously, they can add that to their order when they're offering the Winter Wellness Bundle. Especially, I ordered 2 bottles and got 2 bottles of the OptiVita Silver Liquid 10 part per million. And that really is the cat's meow when it comes to treating any potential onset of a cold, right?
Absolutely. I allude to it as putting on the whole armor to protect yourself, because you know, our silver is backed by over 500 independent studies, university studies. One study in a major university, they tested over 149 pathogens, including strep, staph, including MRSA. And as to my knowledge, it's the only thing that was effective against MRSA. Bacteria that resistant in the hospitals, that's where they get it. So, and, you know, it's just incredible. And it's so safe that I would have no problem giving it to my grandchild. In fact, I make sure my kids and grandkids have it, because it provides the body with a defense mechanism that if you're exposed to these pathogens, like even COVID-19, I think I mentioned there's the National Institute of Health last year did a study, and it was published on PubMed, and the title of it said, Nanosilver Proven Potent Antiviral Against SARS-CoV-2. So basically, any, whether it be a virus, a bacteria, a mold, a fungus, you name it, it's so effective, but it doesn't affect the good bacteria. And so, you know, if you want to protect yourself this winter, get that and take the equivalent of 2 tablespoons a couple of times a day, maybe 3 times a day, and you're doing yourself. I think people today recognize how vulnerable we are because of what happened with COVID, but we're seeing a big insurgence now of flu, RSV, and people are getting panicked. This is one of the best things you can do for yourself.
And this is something, Frank, that I found that you could take on a regular basis without having to worry about overloading yourself, like a lot of these colloidal silver products, and you're turning your skin different colors and whatnot. you know, I mean, it's happened. There are people out there, oh, yeah, I take colloidal silver all the time, and next thing you know, they got blue skin or something. They go, oh, are you trying to audition for the Blue Man Group? I mean, what is this? And it's like, you know, you can almost tell by looking at the tint of their skin what they've been doing. And it's like, oh, I make it at home. Well, you know, this is a little bit different, folks. This is manufactured in its purest form. I mean, 10 part per million, Frank. We've talked about this before. That is probably the optimum strength of silver liquid that you could take twice a day, even if you don't feel a little edgy. You know, when you feel like you wake up in the morning and you feel like you're just a little on edge and that something is a little weird going on, that's the time to take the silver liquid, right?
Well, yes. I mean, I would definitely do it. I take it every single day, and especially a very conscientious during this cold and flu season. I just traveled today. I'm down with my daughters in Austin, Texas, and I made sure I brought my bottle of silver. I was sucking on the lozenges as I traveled in the plane. I have a nasal spray. I spray up my nose, you know, because it's going to come in either your nose, your mouth, or your ears, any of those. And so I just cover all those bases to make sure that if I'm exposed, I'm golden. But
there,
like
you go.
You alluded to, yeah, the
we got the winter wellness bundle.
No way it'll turn you blue.
That's right. Thank you for that, Frank. We're going to be back to talk about Lion Energy after the break here in the Power Hour. Dave Prieger with you. Stay with us.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
I don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, you know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the Optivita silver lozenges. Of course, then the Oregaresp and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Can your IRA stand up to the next financial crisis that our top economists are saying is at our doorsteps? By allocating a percentage of your IRA into physical gold and silver with a tax-free rollover, you can diversify and safeguard your holdings from turbulent markets and economic downturns by putting your IRA back on the gold standard. J.P. Morgan recently warned investors of an economic hurricane heading our way. Find out how to safeguard your assets with a tax-free rollover with a Genesis Gold IRA, the only IRA that can hold physical precious metals. Call now for your free gold and silver report. Protect your IRA today with one simple phone call and learn how to qualify for up to $10,000 in free silver. Call Genesis Gold Group, empowering faith-driven stewardship at 800-200-GOLD. That's 800-200-GOLD. 800-200-4653.
The Power Hour has been in existence since the turn of the 21st century. It is more critical than ever for you to sign up for our free newsletter and our breaking news. Simply text the word Power Hour to 22828 on your mobile phone or sign up when you visit thepowerhour.com. Our website again is thepowerhour.com or text Power Hour to 22828. Together, our legacy will live on for centuries.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with olive oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that olive oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.
Listen, one of the things that was not mentioned was the Oregadent. That's for when you brush your teeth. You just take it and put your toothpaste on your toothbrush and just take a couple drops of Oregadent and put that on your toothbrush and brush your teeth. And I'm telling you, that stuff, once I brush my teeth, I don't want to eat anything for a while. Anyway, it's wonderful. So I use it a couple times a day, and your teeth really do feel so fresh. It's going to help a lot the next time I go to the dentist. So I really appreciate you giving me the heads up about that one.
Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829. Right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Just recently, we both started on the lithium balance. I want to keep my memory. My two in-laws are dealing with, the Alzheimer's. They're in their 90s, and I see it. I don't want to be like that, and I've heard you talk about lithium to, you know, improve our memory and keep us up there.
Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Does Big Pharma have a hold of you? ThePowerMall.com believes everything the body needs is provided by nature. Unlike prescription drugs that aren't meant to cure, but cover up your symptoms and contain addicting chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% all natural. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops by calling Jay at 1-877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at ThePowerMall.com today.
And we're back, 34 minutes after the hour of 12 noon Central Time, Tuesday, November 22nd, 2022. Dave Krieger with you in the Power Hour. And of course, Jay and Linda are standing by to take your phone calls at the Power Mall. If you don't want to order online, you want to talk to a live human being, you can do that because we give you the toll-free number, 877-817-9829, in order to be able to do that and order the 20% off the OptiVita products and your winter wellness bundle, which we have And I'm telling you, I mean to stay healthy. That's the way it is. We got Frank Davis with us from OptiVita. Frank's also a major part of Lion Energy, which Dan in New Jersey just called asking a very technical question. And if you go to lionenergy.com, you can connect with the technical experts to find out exactly the answers to these technical questions. Like I said, we talk in generalities here. The idea is to educate. And because of the fact that we had Hugh Simpson on the show yesterday, who was relating about the grand solar minimum, which is just the opposite of the grand solar maximum. And I deduced after looking at the pictures, he said, look at the left and the right picture. What do you see? And I said, well, on the right-hand side, it looks like the sun, and it looks like a whole bunch of sunspots. On the left side, it looks like the sun, but it's devoid of sunspots. Now, I would basically interpret that to mean that the energy that's being emitted by these sunspots and solar flares is diminished during a grand solar minimum. He says, that's exactly right. What happens is, and they're saying Dr. Zhirkova, who is a Russian astrophysicist, says that in the mid-2024, the Earth is going to start to cool. And in August, when you expect it to be in the 90s, it's going to be in the 50s and getting colder. And the grid is going to be affected. This was on yesterday's show. Now, you know, it's amazing how we have Frank Davis on the show with us the day after Hugh Simpson is talking about the grand solar minimum and offering evidence up by Dr. Zhirkova, which at HughSimpson.com, that video is available for you to watch. And you can actually see the doctor giving the, in her Russian, it's a little broken English, but you get the gist of it. She's done algorithms which predicts that every 360 years we go through the cycle of the grand solar minimum, and we are due in the next couple of years to have another one. And so this is even more reasons why you need to listen to what we're talking about in this particular segment, because Frank and I are going to be talking about what's going on at Lion Energy and how you can plug in. And we've had, you know, people call and challenge the fact that, well, you know, my four solar panels only give me 3 hours of energy. If, you know, if I run it, it takes 3 hours or 4 hours or it takes a whole day, or they're comparing all these things. And it's like almost defeatist listening to them. It's like, I don't know what kind of solar product you have, but these things are supposed to be running for a while. And I think that's the first thing I want to do is address that issue, because we know, and I've got a fully charged generator sitting here, they only lose a very, very small fraction of energy just sitting there waiting to be used, right, Frank?
That's correct. At least in the product the battery chemistry we use is a lithium iron phosphate. It is the safest. It has the longest shelf life, if you want to call it that, which you were was referring to. If you have that fully charged and you sit that on a shelf and do not use it for a year, probably you would lose maybe 5% of that charge. But it also has the most number of life cycles. So, in other words, if you were using it, if it has a 3,500 or 5,000 life cycles, which ours do, that means that that's charging it from discharging from full to empty and recharging back again, that's a full cycle. You can do that, you know, 3,500 times, but that doesn't mean your battery is dead. It just means you've reduced probably your overall storage capacity by 15 to 20%. So even after 3,500 life cycles, you will still have 80% of your battery available. So you're talking, you know, 10, 15, 20 years using it every day, which people
okay.
don't do.
Right. No, I understand that. And the thing is that, you know, in a grid down situation, which is why people would buy this, because we know if you look at what happened here in Texas, and with ERCOT and, you know, scratching other people's backs, people died in 2021 in February when this winter storm hit and blew through here, and we had temperatures near zero, and we were having things break, lines, water lines break, grid goes down, people had no electricity. I mean, this is when I realized that the sun is not always shining, but daylight at all. I mean, how long, if you were to drain this battery, how long, if I hooked four panels up to this battery, because that's what I've got in an EMP bag to prevent against the stuff like we see here, like solar flares, coronal mass ejections. I mean, we're looking at nature now. We're not looking at the threat of an EMP. We're looking at nature coming in and throwing electromagnetic pulse and disrupting our systems and being without. And you're talking at least a decade to get power restored. How long does it take to recharge one of these generators?
Well, I'm going to refer to what we call our ME, stands for More Energy. It's 45-pound portable solar generator, and it's a true generator because the fact that to charge that with your, if you had four panels on this one, it would charge it in approximately 2 hours from the sun. There's no other solar generator out there that is anywhere near that speed. Most of them, you know, take 8 hours or so to charge. This has a fast charge system on it. So if you had six panels, you know, you're talking about an hour and a half. And that's about as fast as you can charge that. It'll take up to eight panels in daisy chain. So if you had, but it's only going to input 600 watts of power at a time, per hour. So anyway, you know, you're talking an hour and a half, 2 hours, depending on four, six panels.
And one of the things that people want to know is, can I continue to use the generator while I'm charging it? Or is this something that has to be done independently and you just got to unplug everything from it while it's recharging itself? Because, I mean, the refrigerator, if it's up to full snuff and your freezer is up to full snuff, it certainly can go an hour and a half without power. And all the contents are still going to stay at that constant temperature for an hour and a half. And then you can turn around and plug the stuff right back in. Now, can you charge, first off, while the units are plugged into it, or do you have to disconnect everything?
No, absolutely. You can charge. It has an uninterrupted power supply, and it's a pass-through. So basically, if you were plugged into the solar panels in this case, and then anything you can plug into your wall socket at home, you can plug into this generator. And so, let's say you have your refrigerator, your freezer, you have your lights, your TV, all of those can plug into this, and it has a icon of a battery, it will tell you as you plug units into it how long that will last. So if you have 400 watts or 600 watts coming in, but you're connected and you've got 900 watts going out, you know, you've got already have built in to this close to 1,000 watt hours. So basically, if you've got it coming in and it's going to extend that, you know, for three times the length as if it would be continuous. You could have that. You could have if you have an efficient freezer and fridge and your TV and stuff, you know, it might only consume 600 watts, and so it would just keep flowing through. And the minute the sun, you know, went down, then you have still another 1,000 watts of power to continue to run however long you need to, whatever you have plugged into it.
You could just leave the fridge and the freezer plugged in, disconnect everything else, and you'd still be okay, and the fridge and the freezer would run on the balance of what's left over until the sun came back up.
Correct. And you know, when you talk about the pass-through, so, for example, if you were leaving town and you were concerned about something and, you know, your food going bad if the power went out, I would plug my freezer or refrigerator into this unit and this unit into the wall. And if the power went out, instantaneously it would convert over to this to your solar generator and continue to run that. And so it just passes through until the power goes out, and then it just reverts to that power generator.
Man, that is amazing. That's amazing. And so you would know if you got home after being out of town and the power was diminished in the generator, actually, when the electric came back on, it would recharge itself, right? So maybe you wouldn't know,
correct.
Oh, I think we had a power outage. You might not know it because
well,
as soon as the power came
you.
Back on. Yeah, your neighbors will tell you, but you wouldn't know because as soon as the power came back on, the unit would recharge itself no matter what's plugged into it because you're dealing on AC charge instead of solar photovoltaic charge. So that's kind of cool. Now, there's a difference, obviously, and this is one of the reasons why when Tesla came at me and they go, oh, yeah, send us a picture of your house. And they said, yeah, it'll cost you $67,000 to put a solar kit on your house. And I'm like, and I literally started coughing then, too. I said, do I have to be sitting down for this? And when they said $67,000, I go, how many power walls are we talking about here? And they said, oh, you only need four. And I'm like, four power walls? Really? And then, you know, you have to put them outside. I'm going, well, people could steal those. And, you know, especially in a crisis situation, anytime that they want to come take something of value, here's these Tesla power walls sitting on the outside of the house. Well, this battery doesn't have to sit on the outside of the house because it's not one that catches fire. You guys you're way ahead of Tesla in what's going on here. Explain about the battery setup.
Well, it's a different battery chemistry. The battery chemistry in the Tesla basically was not designed for storage. It was designed for the cars to give a quick power thrust. So you can go 0 to 60 in 3.2 seconds. But that creates this thermal potential, like what happened with a hoverboard or what happened to a Samsung phone where they catch on fire, they explode. That's why you have to put the Tesla Powerwall outside the house. Any of our batteries, including our version of the Powerwall, something that will run the entire house, is certified for installation in the home. Inside, in the basement, in your garage, wherever, because of the chemistry is so safe. It will never explode. It will never catch on fire. And it has significantly longer, more life cycles than a Tesla Powerwall. So it lasts longer, it performs better, it's safer, and it's less expensive.
Yeah, that is amazing, too. So the thing is that you also have some handheld devices, and I have one of those solar generators. And basically, it looks like an iPad, and you open it up, and you can actually plug it into this little power unit, and you can charge your cell phones with this, and it's pretty cool. I mean, it looks it's got a really hard shell case, and it's like the size of a I don't know, like a small tackle box or smaller than that, actually. So almost the size of an ammo can, the small ammo cans. I mean, it's pretty cool, and it doesn't weigh that much. But you've also got commercial energy storage solutions as well for businesses. You want to explain that? Because these things look like they're a semi-tractor trailer just about.
Well, we do everything from, as you mentioned, small handhelds that are power banks that charge your phone, your laptop, whatever, up to the one I was describing that is a portable solar generator to a whole home solution called our sanctuary system, and all the way up to a commercial industrial where we have them in called cabinets that will run an entire industry, or we'll have containers that we're negotiating with municipalities to run power backup for their actual power supply for the city. So, you know, we are probably the only solar portable generator or generator company battery backup, energy backup company in the country that has the breadth and depth of product. And what separates us more than anything else is our commitment to quality, and we have developed our own patented testing, and we test every single generator that goes out in terms of its output, input, and unequivocally guarantee that it matches specs. Unlike what I call the Chinese approach of rounding up, you'll get a power bank and they'll advertise it as a 10,000 milliamp. We test it and it's 6,000 milliamp. It's just the nature of the beast. They do it. And if we say it's 10,000 milliamp on our product, it's at least 10,000, if not more.
Okay. Now, here's the thing. We have a lot of naysayers out there, and they're like, well, people have told me not to invest in solar because it's not quite developed out yet, and it's a big waste of money, and they're talking out the side of their mouth. And I'm like, okay, what other alternative option is there? And your gas generator, I mean, you know, whatever it is, it's plugged into your unit. I mean, your propane generator, which I know you have a Generac, Frank. I do, too. I'm waiting to get my electric hooked up, and they're going to put a panel right next to my pole. The transfer switch will go next to the pole, because if I don't do it that way and I do it the way the first electrician talked to me about and put it on the well house, the well is not going to get any electricity and I'm not going to have any water. And so I'm like, no. That's not going to work. And see, you learn something new from some technician. And again, the naysayers are like, they don't think that solar is developed enough to work and actually be functional enough. Yet you guys offer the sanctuary. What say you to these naysayers as far as affordability and practicality?
Well, I will say that today, with a volatile grid that we have, a 140-year-old grid that is very volatile, if you do not have a backup energy, then, you know, you're putting yourself and your family at risk. And basically, from a solar standpoint, it doesn't, for me, my standpoint, it doesn't matter whether it's solar, whether it's wind, whether it's any other form of energy generation, hydroelectric power, whatever. The key is having the ability to store that energy. You talked about the gas generators. So let's say you have a 3,500-watt Honda gas generator. The difference is if you use, you start that generator that's running off gas, and let's say all you need is to power a 60-watt bulb. You're using 3,500 watts of power and the gas to just to light a light bulb. Versus if you plug that generator into our solar battery, our battery energy storage system, and then the light into that, it would be charging the battery, but we would only be drawing out of that battery the 60 watts needed. And that's the difference. Our grid today is one-third efficient. It produces three times more power than we actually consume because it has to produce it at a level that will meet whatever a peak demand is. And so we can either build more power stations, or we can say we need to find a way to store all that energy that is being produced that is wasted. And that's what we're talking about here, is the ability to have energy when and where you need it at your demand by having an energy storage and it for any type of challenge, you know, a natural disaster, a man-made disaster, whatever, you know, I think there's probably nobody on this call that hasn't been caught in the dark sometime.
No doubt.
You know, with a power outage. And this is the answer. It really is.
Right. Well, see, the other thing, too, is we have a lot of people that are saying, look, can I not connect this to the grid, but I can connect it just to my home so that it runs like my water well and it runs the house, but it's not connected to the grid. Can we do that and be off grid and energy independent, Frank?
Well, I think I'll tell you, I have solar panels on my roof. I have a 20 kilowatt propane generator. And then I have my sanctuary system. So let's forget the solar panels right now. If the power went out in my area, my batteries kick on and they can run my house, a 5,000 square foot home, everything in my house, they can run it at our current consumption of energy for 3 days. When that battery gets down to 30%, it kicks on. It's tied into my generator through the garage wall. It kicks on the generator, propane. I have a 500-gallon tank, and it takes. And that generator will run my house and recharge my batteries within 3 hours. And when those batteries are recharged, when their batteries are recharged, it kicks back over to my battery. So under that scenario, if I did nothing more than run my batteries and that propane generator every 3 hours off a 500-gallon tank, I could be off the grid for 9 months. Now I have solar, so now I am covered no matter what. If the sun doesn't shine, the generator will charge my batteries. Otherwise, my batteries are running my house.
There you go. So, folks, we hope we answered your questions here. We're out of time for this segment. Dave Krieger with you on the Power Hour. Frank Davis, thanks so much for joining us. LionEnergy.com. I'm definitely interested in a sanctuary system. So, you know, I've got a 1,000-gallon tank, so I'm going to last a whole lot longer than that, especially with a full tank if you know it's coming. Anyway, we will see you tomorrow for our last broadcast of the week, because we're taking the next 2 days off after that for Thanksgiving. In the meantime, God bless you and God bless the United States of America, what's left of it.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
I don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, you know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the OptiVita silver lozenges. Of course, then the OregaResp and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.